enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Good morning. We are Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Got myself Joe McKenzie. I'm sure Liv the Web Girl somewhere on our way to work. Producer Porkchops here. Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston. I think he's at work. I can't see. Houston's kind of far from eyesight from Indy.
I see him.
Okay, good. All right. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
How are we all doing?
Good.
How was your day yesterday, McKenzie?
It was crazy. I don't think I didn't get home till like 6 or 7 p.m. I just kept going and going and going and checking things off and going. So, yeah, it was good. And then I had a nice dinner. I relaxed a little bit. I got a lot done. How about you?
Mine was good.
You went to a basketball game.
I did. I got to give a huge shout out. They're probably sleeping right now, but I still, maybe they'll hear this later. I want to thank a couple of people. I got a little bro, Michael. I do Big Brothers, Big Sisters. If you ever have any questions, gosh, it's the easiest thing to do. It really is, and it can make such a world of difference. Just hit me up, Joe Pesh Radio, or DM us, Joe and McKenzie. I'll give you all the details. Super simple. It's such a cool process. But yeah, I took my little bro, Michael, out last night. Shh, don't tell anybody. He's actually a big Kyrie Irving fan and a Nets fan. So he wanted to
the game?
Oh, it was a heartbreaker. The Nets won the very last thing. They won by 1 point. It was like 106 to 105, something
exciting,
like that.
That's exciting,
though. It was intense, and I got to give a shout-out to my friend Lauren Graham. She listens to the show, too, but she's a Pacemate. Shout-out to the Pacemates. They took a photo with me and Michael.
Aww.
And then Richie with the Pacers. He's kind of like their welcoming committee, I believe. I forget his official title, so sorry, Richie. But just they took care of us. All I asked is, hey, you know, any chance I can get some tickets? Like, I just
you know, my best friend works at the Pacers forever.
No,
Sarah Baird. Shout out to my girl. Hey, girl.
I did not know that.
I can hook you up anytime.
All right. Well, I'll take that in case Richie or Lauren say, don't ever mention my name on the radio again. But it was so cool. Like, I'm showing you video right now, but they got to do a thing where they got to go courtside when the players come out. So I got video on my Instagram, Joe Pesh Radio. I'll share it on the story of Joe McKenzie.
Aww.
But the players are running out. There's Victor Oladipo. And then right there, he is right there in his hoodie. His eyes are like, oh, my God.
That is so cool. You know, I used to do the halftime stuff. I used to be the MC for for the Indiana
Pacers.
I would
love to do that. Our buddy B. Swift, who works at our sister station, he does that.
Oh, he does?
Yes. You know, he's always hype. He's crazy. So I would love to do that. It's so fun because we obviously like to be in front of people on the microphone. That's a cool cool job to do.
You don't really realize how many people are in there until you go. Because like we're talking, we don't realize how many people. That's why we just say the craziest things because we don't really realize that y'all are listening. But when you actually see faces staring back at you, you're like, dang. But it's really fun, and I've never felt so short in my entire life, surrounded by NBA players 24/7.
No kidding. I'm like, I didn't sit courtside, but they still give us amazing seats.
Yeah.
We're just like a few rows back, but sitting on the courtside for that warm-up thing and the national anthem, I'm like, oh my gosh, like what did you guys eat and drink when you grew up? Like there's no way humans are naturally this tall.
I mean, isn't that cool? It's like destiny. They were destined to just be great athletes.
Well, you would think so, but I have a brother-in-law who's 7 feet tall.
He's seven feet tall?
He makes me look petite.
What does he do for a living?
He's a butcher.
He's a butcher?
Yeah, he chops up the meat. He's really good at what he does, my brother-in-law Andy. But we go to Costa Rica, people want to take pictures with him because he's so freakishly tall. But yeah, he couldn't dribble a basketball to save his life.
I was going
to
say he should be like a male model.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't picture Andy as a model, but that was my day yesterday. So shout out again to everybody at the Pacers organization. They're so cool and big fans of the show. And I couldn't believe that. I just thought maybe I could get a pair of tickets to go to the game. I didn't even care if they were nosebleeds. I wanted to take my younger bro and go do that. So it was fun.
You guys look like you had a blast. I will say I got a great workout in. I have to give a shout out to Tyler and Fit Flex Fly at F3. That was so much fun. And I did get my nails done.
Dang,
Manny Patty time, baby! I just remembered I did that.
Finally. Among 100 other things. Chops, did you get a mani and pedi yesterday? Please say yes.
No, I did not.
Oh, disappointing.
Oh, they have new massage chairs, too.
But
it was nice.
You just reminded me Aunt Rhonda wants to get a pedicure with me.
Oh, yay!
That's my ex's aunt who lives here in town.
I think it's cool that you still have a relationship with her, even though obviously you're broken up with your former love.
I love Rhonda. I don't know her, but I love her from what I've heard.
I think that song Roxanne's actually about Rhonda that we play.
Rhonda.
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 All night.
Yeah.
Get her one for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I should.
That'd be so cute.
I was supposed to go to that game that Joe went to yesterday, but I did not because all my friends are sick and my boyfriend's sick.
Ugh, knock on wood.
What does he have?
He has a 100.9 fever.
Oh, I love that. Good frequency.
Wow. That's insane.
But he also has like a cold. So, yeah, he's just resting.
But did he, like, go to the doctors? Does he have anything? Is what I'm saying? Like, does he have the flu?
No, he does not have the flu.
Coronavirus?
Nope. Not that I know of. Nope.
Hey, there she is. Miss Livy Liv.
But should I keep stalling and then see what Liv did?
No, continue your story. You don't need to stall, but I'm interested to hear how your day was.
Yeah,
I hope he feels better.
Did you give him, like, make chicken soup and all those things?
No, we slept.
Yeah, that's smart. That's the best thing to do, to be honest.
You didn't COD it up? I figured you'd go for more gold gun levels.
Oh, actually, I did play a little bit of COD.
I knew it.
With my real friend, Chad.
Oh.
My real friend. Oh, is he dissing you?
Ironically, though, I didn't tell Joe that I wasn't going to the game, so I thought maybe Joe would text me, hey, Chops, you at the game? Like, let's meet up and get a drink. Nothing.
Well, it was weird because
I'm with my little bro. I can't drink alcohol.
You can't meet up and say hello? I can't meet your little bro?
Both initially going to the game. I was like, are y'all sitting together? You're like, no! Like, that would be, like, terrible.
I know. We were going separate, but I thought for sure Joe would have, like, reached out and, hey, meet my little bro. But no. I mean, I didn't go anyway, so it's okay.
Okay, well, somebody's butt hurt this morning. I'm sorry. Next time I'll reach out. I'm like, hey,
reach
Chaps.
Out and touch someone.
Chaps, you want to hang out, man? You want to hang out, buddy?
He's okay. His real friend, Chad, does. So.
Yeah, I'm glad Chad's there for you. Filling in that role sometimes, and I can't be there for Pork Chop. Oh. All right, what's coming up this morning in the tea?
Ooh, The Bachelor. Who got a rose and who was told she's got to take a hike? And then also someone else was told that she was the one. Oh, my gosh, so much to get to. Plus, you will not believe where Harrison Ford got fired from.
Oh, and you know what? I'm sorry. Liv, do you have anything that happened
Liv
yesterday?
Is here.
Now that you're here, is there anything that you had yesterday that we need to hear about?
I taught 2 cycle bar classes back-to-back. That's about it.
Okay.
I survived it. I wasn't sure if I was going to.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
She's alive. She's here. It's
She's alive.
It's all good.
Tea's coming up in 3 minutes after Maroon 5 Memories.
It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Okay, honey. It is tea time, kicking things off with The Bachelor last night. All right, during his one-on-one date, Peter tells Natasha she's not the one.
Natasha, I owe you all the honesty you've given me. And with the relationships that I have, and at the point that I'm at with them, I can't give you this rose. And I'm so sorry about that.
Is he mad?
So dramatic, but Kelsey, a lucky lady, got a rose at the end of their date.
I want you to know how much I admire your strength and your grace. So that's such a beautiful quality and a quality that I'm looking for in a woman that I want to spend the rest of my life with. So, and Kelsey, uh-huh. Will you accept this rose? Yeah?
Yes.
We're going to Iowa! Come here.
We're going to Iowa.
Sounds like a politician. We're going to Iowa. We're going to have a caucus. Yeah, baby.
Victoria F. also got a rose. So now Peter will visit her hometown. Kelly believed that because she was an attorney, she deserved a rose over the other women. However, Peter gave the final rose of the night to Hannah Ann and walked Kelly out. Kelly, very, very distraught.
Is your wife still watching this?
Is Lynn still watching this?
Okay. She last night, because I went to the basketball game, she had like a bunch of Thai food, and she was just saddled up with the boys, Benny and Paddington, sitting there watching it.
It's bachelor night, baby. Moving on to Justin Bieber. He's really opening up, if you've been watching at all, his docuseries. This episode was called The Dark Season. Here he is talking about his struggles with Lyme disease.
Basically, infections have played a big part in my acne. And my overall toxins in my body, which just creates all this stuff. So it feels good now to know why I feel so crappy all the time.
He just felt so sick and there was no explanation for what was going on. So now that we have all the answers and we know what it is and we know how to alleviate it and fix it, and you know, I think he's honestly not only healthier than he's ever been, but on the road to maintaining a healthier life than he's ever had.
I feel like... Well, go ahead. What are you going to say?
Well, now that's good. But it's like, you also might have felt like crap with all the things you were putting into your body.
Right.
And the fact that you had guards monitoring you in your sleep to make sure you're not dead.
Exactly. People don't realize the repercussions of doing drugs.
Drugs are bad.
He has had Lyme disease and struggling with that. The more I watch his docuseries, Hailey Bieber, I mean, everyone's like, oh my gosh, she got to marry the Biebs. That would be a full-time job because he is very, very needy. And like, she really is with him and taking care of him 24/7.
That's exactly what my best friend has said. My best friend has said, if I've learned anything from this documentary, it's that Hailey Bieber is like
an
amazing human being and like a saint. And like, I don't know if I would want my best friend or like my daughter to marry Justin Bieber.
Right.
I hope my wife realizes that I'm not as needy as she thinks I am. Like, have you heard about Bieber, Lindsay? I'm not that bad.
Harrison Ford, do you think he's needy? I don't know, but get this. He was once fired from Crate and Barrel.
When was that you worked at Crate and Barrel?
It was for about 4 months until I got fired.
Why did they fire you?
I came back late from lunch.
That was it? What was your position there?
It was their first store, and the couple that owned the company were still there. I was the incompetent manager of the store.
Still
there were crates and barrels.
There were actual crates and barrels.
Yeah. Stuff was in crates and barrels.
It was insane. Can you imagine? I love hearing about the side hustles of the stars before they hit it big. And then moving on to John Krasinski. I just love him so much. Forever Jim from The Office. He was on Ellen talking about when he auditioned for the role of Captain America.
That's very nice to say I auditioned for the same role. I did. The truth is they hadn't offered it to him yet.
Uh-huh.
So they were like, let's see who else is out there before we offer it to Chris Evans. And I went in and I tested for Captain America. Got to wear the suit, which was really fun. This is a true story. I was putting the suit on and the guy was like, this is really momentous. And I said, yes. And I was putting the suit on. And I was halfway up, not wearing any other clothes other than this. And I was halfway up. And right at that moment, Chris Hemsworth walked by and he was like, you look good, mate. And I was like, nope, you know what? It's fine. We don't have to do this. Nope, we don't. He was just like jacked.
Yeah.
And he was like, you're gonna look great in that suit. And I was like, don't make fun of me, Hemsworth. And so I just walked away right there.
Intimidating to be next to Hemsworth at any...
Slightly.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be intimidated, but that's just me.
Yes, exactly.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
All right, you guys better check your grandma, because coming up, this grandma's gone wild. There's an 83-year-old lady. She's crushing it on Tinder. Mackenzie, I don't know what you're doing for dating, if you're just playing it casual, or if you're actually...
I'm not on any sites.
All right, this lady's going to teach you how to do it, okay? Give me less than 10, and we'll talk about that. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Yeah. Good morning. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now, and I don't know. I think I'm kind of lucky. At first, I used to be jealous. I'm like, oh, man, I wonder what it's like to be on Bumble or Tinder or, in Porkchop's case, a one-time Grinder. I mean, not that I wanted to...
miss Porkchop's Grinder days. But, I mean, we love Hostage Boy. We're so happy he's in love. But that was some fun times.
Grinding.
Yes. Yeah. Can somebody else join the show?
He's shaking his head no.
Do you miss your grinding days? I mean, be honest. A little bit. Not that you don't like your guy. But
no.
I feel like you were having the time of your life on Grinder.
No, I feel like the... 2-3 months was fine, you know, but that's good.
I was exhausted, if anyone's curious, by, just by like, his grinder. You know how many texts and calls I got throughout the day? Hey, what should I say back to this? Or hey, what do you think that means? Or he would be here for an extra 2 hours every day just grinding.
Oh, I know. Then our boss like, guys, you need to help Chops out. He was here all this week till 3 o'clock. You guys need to help
like,
him out.
Yeah, because he's on Grindr.
Did you play Hostage Boy on Grindr?
Yes.
Oh, see? So it worked out for him.
Now, I don't know about you, Mackenzie. Are you even trying to date right now, or are you just kind of chilling?
I'm just chilling. I feel like I really need to put more of an effort into it. Because I'm just kind of like, yeah, if someone really strikes my interest and I'm really into it, definitely I'll, like, entertain it. But I'm not actively, like, on any dating sites or anything like that.
Okay, well, I don't know. I've heard mixed things about Tinder. I hear some people just try to hook up. I don't know if any actual love comes out of Tinder, but there's an 83-year-old grandmother. Her name's Hattie Wiener, which is an awesome name to have. She's an 83-year-old woman in New York who, she says herself, she loves to use Tinder.
Like most people on Tinder, I was interested in meeting guys and also in getting laid.
Excuse me?
She's just, like, out with it.
83, wow.
Normal week for you, how many dates do you go on?
In a good week, 3 people.
How old are you again?
I'm 83. No surgery and no implants.
Oh, so they're natural.
Hattie.
They're all natural. Also, she was surprised at the good selection. So, Liv, were you ever on Tinder before you met your man, Jewel Daddy? Was the selection good for you? Would you say it was a good selection or no?
Yeah, I was on Tinder when I was in college. And basically, people used it just to meet college people that they, like, knew of. So everyone I swiped right on, which is, like, when you're like, yes,
everyone.
I like you, is like, I knew them, but I hadn't like personally met them. I'm like, oh, I've heard of this guy. This guy like dated my friend's big bro or something. I don't know, like whatever. So it's like, I used it for not total strangers. Sometimes they would be total strangers, but yeah, I would say back when I was in college, the selection was, good.
I just don't know. Would you find a quality person
Mackenzie,
on Tinder?
Probably not.
No. See, that's the thing. I'm like, I mean, obviously, you can go hook up anytime.
What are you looking for quality? Quality hookup or quality
for, like,
love?
I'm looking for, like, an actual, like, companion. Like, someone that's, like, amazing. So, I mean, I could hook up all day, every day if I wanted. I don't want just hookups.
I've been to a Tinder wedding. Like, I've been to, I know, probably at least 5 couples that met on Tinder that are now either married or engaged.
Wow, that's interesting.
But I feel like it might also be kind of like an age thing as well. Like, I feel like there's a lot of people on Tinder and they're like low 20s.
Okay, well, this lady, she said that she's actually surprised by the selection of men that she found on the app. So kind of what you were saying, too, a lot of good dudes.
I mean, Hattie's 83.
Yeah, that's true. Then you know what? Give it a go. Let's download it today, Mackenzie.
A good store. You know, there's a lot of things to buy here, and I don't even have to pay for them. That's the easiest way to meet a lot of men, and I do love to meet a lot of men.
Jeez, this sounds like future
See,
Liv.
I feel like she just wants to hook up. Hattie's got a fire.
Yeah, well, she talked about like the men that she found, like kind of the age range on there, which is interesting because once again, this lady, this grandma's 83.
I have a filter, 55 and up. Young guys in their 20s figured it out. So a whole bunch of college guys who say they're 109, 85, 79. And I'm looking at their age and then I'm looking at their profiles like they're... like your mother is still making their lunch. Adorable.
I love her.
So is she a gilf then? Is that what we're going with?
Totally.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, hey, never give up on love. Hattie Wiener is 83. She's still getting some.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Coming up next, we got Joe's Need to Know News. And then after that, Song of the Day. So hang out with us. It's Tones and I, Dance Monkey. Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. The 13th case of the coronavirus on American soil was confirmed in San Diego yesterday. The death toll in China, by the way, has topped 1,000. This thing's worse than what SARS was. The patient in San Diego was evacuated last week in a flight from the Chinese city of Wuhan, where the deadly virus originated. The patient, though, is in good condition and is under isolation, so hopefully we'll have a positive result. I saw this before, and then I saw it yesterday, like, as I was getting out of the basketball game I went to with my little bro, and I'm like, what is this? Have you guys seen this? The broom Room Challenge.
No, what is it?
It's before, but it's where, I don't know, like I saw this years ago and I did this too, but apparently you can do it anytime. But the alleged rumor was that NASA said on Monday it was the only day a broom can stand up on its own because of the gravitational pull. Like you can make a broom stand up. Like search for it right now. The thing is,
that's so cool.
But you can do it any time of the year, actually, with a broom. You just have to do it properly because the bristles can kind of adjust. But yeah, people were doing it. I think Paula Abdul, that's where I got a lot of traction yesterday because she was doing it. But NASA replied, you can stand your broom up. It's got nothing to do with today or any kind of gravitational pull. It may look like magic, but getting your broom to stand up straight on its own is just a matter of basic physics. So, you can do it. It looks cool. But yeah, there wasn't like some special day where the earth was aligned properly for that to happen. But I was like, why is everybody, like everything I see is the broom challenge.
I do see a bunch of these challenges.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm like, okay. But I remember doing the broom challenge like 2 or 3 years ago. So whatever. We've all done it, I guess. But just so you know.
You're like old news, everybody.
If you missed it, you can do it today. I love my dogs, Benny and Paddington, but I don't understand what this guy is thinking. A man in San Francisco used his life savings and cashed out his 401k to save his 12-year-old dog Lola's life. Lola has heart issues and was given just months to live. Garrett is hoping that the new Japanese procedure, only available in Florida, will help his dog. He also started a GoFundMe campaign. I love dogs, but first of all, 12's kind of like up there on the older age of dogs, is it not? And this is not a guarantee that it's going to save his dog either. And he's, I mean, one thing, if he had such a huge disposable income, but they said it was his life savings.
Yeah.
He drained his 401k. And this, it's caused, like, even if your dog lives, for how long?
This caused a lot of fights in my last relationship because my poor little dog, one, she went blind. And then I was like, what can we do? And I was like, they said there's nothing. It was hereditary. So that was okay because I was like, I'll do anything. And then we found out pretty much she had cancer.
Oh, my gosh.
But that time she was like 14, 15, and he was like, no, we're not going to spend 20, 30, you know, whatever. And I was like, oh, like it
20,
was
30 what?
$1,000.
Oh, I mean, my Mackenzie. That's
surgery.
Like a car.
Well, I mean, it's like your baby, but it's like, what do you do? When she went blind, I was like, did something detach? Can we send her to, I went to a doggy optometrist that they have those. And like, I
didn't even know they had that.
I took her to like the best because I was like, what a bad parent of a pet if I just let her be blind just because I'm cheap. No way.
You know what you could have done is you could put like those little googly eyes on her. Like,
what if something happened to your dog? So what if they broke their legs or what if they needed like $20,000 surgery?
$20,000, we'd have to, I would say, and I hope Lindsay understands this, I would say we'd have to put them down if it was a $20,000 thing. I love animals, but you have to be reasonable though with how much you're spending on something. Chaps, you're giving me the poo-poo face. You're telling me if you had 20 grand, because I don't have 20 grand, you would spend 20 grand on Chloe? You would do that? Of course you'd want to. We all would want to. But you're telling me, like, yeah, I would take out a loan.
I wouldn't.
You don't have 20 grand.
No, but I don't have 20 grand.
I would not easily. It seems like you were very easily able to say I would put them down.
No, I'm sure I would cry. I'm sure I would cry.
Fund me. You know, I would still probably, I mean, I don't know. Also, my dog's not is older than your dog, though. So your dog's like, what, 3, right?
I don't care if a dog's 2 and it has a $20,000 thing. It's just like, that's like, you got to be humane with it.
You
got to care about your animal.
If you had, like, this could save their life. It'll be on your conscience, like, you didn't have this done for them and then they die.
Yeah, if it's $20,000, yes, I would feel terrible. I would be like, yay, they're dead. No, I would be crushed. I would be hurt. You're right. I wouldn't be able to do it. But I'm saying the rational part of me right now, not emotional, knows that that's the right thing to do.
Right. What if you spend $20,000, you empty out your 401k, or you start a GoFundMe, or whatever you do, you empty out, you get $20,000 for your dog. 5 years down the road, you have a child, something happens. You're going to ask people again to help for your child.
Live. No, forget
that.
Not
gonna have, or you're not going to have funds.
That's a great idea.
You've already emptied out your life savings. You're not going to have funds to help your significant other or a child.
You do this $20,000 thing. Liz got a great point. And then your dog gets hit by a car the next week. Then what?
You know, like, it's so sad, but I think at the same time, like, a pet is a pet, and I am obsessed. Like, I would cry if anything happened to my boyfriend's dog. It's not even my dog, but a pet is a pet. $20,000, that's a huge amount
of money.
To be
fair, though, any of us could be hit by a bus, like, leaving here.
Oh, for sure.
But that's not rational. That is purely, like, that's not responsible. I guess it's not a responsible decision.
Listen, my ex was the same way, and he was like, no, absolutely not, and I was bawling because I just like didn't know what to do. But anyway, she passed and she was old and it, you know, she went to heaven. So,
oh my gosh, Zach just fired shots on her Twitter. Joe McKenzie, are you asking the man whose cat has been limping for years if he would spend $20K on his dog?
Oh,
dude, shots fired.
I mean,
that is true. Your cat's been injured its whole life, and you've done nothing about it.
My cat is not like injured. A psychic said that my cat might be limping.
Oh, a psychic said, okay.
So, but I've checked with family, and we all agree that the cat seems fine right now and is fine.
If you want to do something for your dog, give your dog a bath today.
Yeah.
Maybe
trim its nails.
In like 6 months.
You're not kidding. It looks like one of those sad puppies in one of those commercials where like this music plays. For only pennies a day, you can get Chop's dog a bath. Maybe trim the nails too.
Spend all your time waiting.
That is Joe's Need to Know News. Coming up next, we got Song of the Day. Song of the Day. Let's do this thing. The category for today is best cover / remake of a song.
And don't forget, next Tuesday, a week from today, our category is songs from local artists. So if you're in Houston or Indianapolis and you know a local artist that wants a chance to get their song on the radio, DM us at Joe and McKenzie on Instagram. And who knows? They could win Song of the Day. Your deadline is Thursday at 10 a.m. Did we say Thursday or Friday?
I thought it was Monday that we were doing
it. You said
it.
Thursday.
Monday's President's Day.
Oh, well, hell yeah. I didn't even know I had a vacation day. Tuesday then, suckas. Yeah, make it Thursday then. I don't want to have to work hard on Friday.
All right, Thursday, 10 a.m., that's your deadline.
All right. Check those DMs. I know we got a bunch yesterday. Kicking it off, best cover / remake, we got Live the Web Girl. What's your song?
Okay, so everyone knows how big of a fan I am of this person. When it's almost like so iconic of a song, you forget that it's a remake. I think that this version is even way better than the original. And that is Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You. It's a remake of Dolly Parton. And I will always love you. I will always love you.
That is a powerful song. Did you know, Liv, that Dolly Parton originally sang that?
I did not.
I didn't either until I heard it a few years ago.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
Because, I mean, I feel like Whitney Houston's is just so iconic. And anyways, I sing it all the time. So vote for me. You can sing along with me if you text the word song to 52140 and vote for C.
Pork Chappie, what is your song today?
So a couple of months ago, I picked this song and it lost. But you guys all told me, you're like, oh, you should have picked the original version. Well, today, since we're doing the remakes and the remakes of the covers, I figured it's okay to slide by. So this is not Biz Markie, Just a Friend, but this is Mario, Just a Friend.
Oh, baby, you.
Oh, baby.
Okay, Mackenzie, what's your remake song today?
Oh my goodness, this is one of my absolute favorites. I'm a huge John Mayer fan. I just think he's uber talented, and he remade Beyoncé's EXO, and it's beautiful.
In the darkest night, I search through the crowd. Your face is all that I see. I'm giving you everything. Baby, love me, lights out. Baby, love me, lights out.
Ooh, all the feels. Text the word song to hear that one. 52140 and vote for B.
Okay, myself, Joe, last but not least. It's funny, when we were talking about this yesterday, Liv's like, oh, wait, somebody else sang this song? I'm like, yes, somebody else sang this song. Alien Ant Farm, I chose their cover of Michael Jackson's Smooth Criminal because I just love it. It gets me going.
Hey, you okay? You okay? You okay?
Yeah,
If you would like to vote for that song today, for Song of the Day, you will text SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140, and we'll choose letter A. That is my choice. So to recap everything that you can vote for this morning, the cover songs that you can vote on, Live the Web Girl went with I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston, Mackenzie had XO by John Mayer, Porkchop had Just a Friend by, I want to say Mario, but that's not it, Mario. Okay, I really didn't know that's how you said
it. Tomato,
his name.
Tomato.
And then I went with Smooth Criminal, the cover done by Alien Ant Farm. Get a text in. Your one vote counts. Text SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Song of the Day. Voting has now ended. Calculating begins. Fun category suggested by you. Thank you so much for DMing us. It's Joe and Mackenzie. It is best cover / remake. And the choices you had today, well, we'll kick it off. Live the Web Girl suggested I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. That is a good one. Then we went on down to Mackenzie, and she went with John Mayer covering XO.
Giving you everything, baby, love me lights out. Baby, love me lights out.
John Mayer is awesome. You ever seen him in concert?
Oh, multiple times.
I've seen him once, and that dude can shred a guitar. What a great dude. Then moving on down the line, we had Chops went with Mario, Just a Friend.
But you say I'm just a friend.
Say I'm just
but you
friend.
Say I'm just a friend.
By the way, that was like my whole dating life up until I met my wife. It's like,
zones.
Oh, you're my good friend, Joe. I'm like, thanks. That's what I was going for with tonight's date. And last but not least, myself, Joe, I went with a cover. Originally, it was done by Michael Jackson, but I went with Alien Ant Farm, Smooth Criminal.
Are you okay? You okay? You okay, Annie? Are you okay? Would you tell us that you're okay?
Okay. Oh, Chas is putting on his radio headphones now. This is very serious. Let's see who won Song of the Day today.
Two of us are at the very bottom. Two of us are at the very top. Who do you think is on the bottom?
Honestly,
probably
so
me.
Hard.
I gotta be honest, I think Chops is dead last with Just a Friend by Mario.
Just like last time, my song got dead last
again.
I just want to clarify, and I didn't want to be a jerk earlier to sway the voting, but I think you mentioned that like we said you should choose a different one. I just think that song in general is not that good of a song, and that's probably why it doesn't get votes. Uh-huh. Like not whether you did Mario or whoever else did, I just don't know if that's a
Bismarcky.
Yeah, Bismarcky's classic, but I just don't know if people like it, I guess. Like, there's songs you like, but people don't like, too. Does that make sense?
Gotcha.
I don't know.
Well, I like that one. That's why
well,
I picked it.
Good for you. That's good for you.
And so does 12% of America.
Of America.
It's a good majority, actually.
Right behind me, with 15% of the vote.
I know it's me.
Mackenzie.
Oh, man.
I always, like, saddle up in second or third, like, always. Sometimes
that's
fourth.
A good song. Oh, that's a really good, like, first dance song. I feel like I know a lot of people use it as their, like, first dance
if
at their wedding.
If you loved that and you have really good taste, again, it was John Mayer XO.
Second place, 33%. First place is 38%.
See, I'm so torn. I feel like today Liv won with I Will Always Love You. I just don't know if we're feeling the rock vibe today with that Alien Ant Farm Smooth Criminal cover.
Mackenzie recently picked Smooth Criminal, and it did not win.
That's true. For songs that make me go fast in the car.
Oh, no.
No, that's a good one for that.
Yeah, that'll get me a speeding
ticket. Puts me on edge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay, dude. Get out of my lane.
Second place with 33% of the vote goes to Liv the Web Girl.
What?
Whitney Houston.
Joe, you like me. You really, really like me.
I think it's, they like the song, but...
Yeah, they're all texting right now. Just play the song.
Okay, sorry. Alien Ant Farm's cover of Michael Jackson's Smooth Criminal, your Song of the Day winner today.
That was a solid choice. I actually love that song.
It's a bop, no doubt about it. So I will take the W, but... Are we going to talk about this, too? Apparently, is this on the Instagram, Joe Mackenzie Liv?
Yes, it is.
What, you explain why Chops is doing something. What happened yesterday after the show?
So yesterday after the show, he was, you know, like cutting the audio to play today, and I was here, and he was like, he was saying, Ani, are you okay? Are you okay,
it's Annie.
Ani? And he kept saying, Ani. And I was like, wait, what are you saying? He was like, it's Ani. And I was like, no. They're saying, are you okay, Annie? He was like, they're not saying Annie. They're saying Ani.
And like Michael Jackson said Annie. He was like, Ani, are you okay? It was Annie. It's always been Annie.
Yes.
Why would you think it's
Liv,
Ani?
If we're going to tell the story, let's tell it right. That's
yeah,
not how
exactly,
it happened yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, if you
I
look
admitted,
up the lyrics,
I know
it's
if you look up the lyrics, I know it's A-N-N-I-E. What you actually asked me yesterday was, Pork Chop, what accent are you speaking in? And I was like, he says, like, he doesn't say Annie.
No, I didn't even ask what accent. You said this is a
then,
New Jersey
yeah, exactly,
accent.
Exactly, because you asked me what accent. So I was like, well, I mean, I am from New Jersey, and the A sound, like, I don't say autumn, I say autumn. So maybe that's what it is. But I was like, if you listen to it, he's not saying Annie. He's saying, like, and he's not saying Annie. I was being dramatic. But he's not saying Annie. It's like,
what,
Annie.
You dramatic?
No,
no
he's not
way.
Saying, he's saying
Annie. He's not saying Annie.
Annie.
He's saying,
any, right, like I said,
Annie,
I'm not being
like
dramatic.
Annie.
Give me,
Annie.
Children, give me the audio in question. So we can listen to it. Do you have a clip
yeah,
that you
here,
can?
I'm gonna. I got it
this
right over there.
This has escalated so quickly.
All right, hold on. Sorry, this is not what we were planning on doing, but now we have to tackle the tough subjects. This is Ani. Here we go.
Annie.
He doesn't. Right. He doesn't.
Let
say
me play.
Annie.
Stop. Let me play it. Like I'm gonna play it three times back to back. And by the way, if you think it says Ani, if you're crazy like Chops, 833-563-2539.
I was being dramatic. It doesn't say Ani. I didn't say Ani.
No, we're full fledged drama now. Let's dive deep
say
into this.
Annie. It's like Ani.
All right, hold on, Ani. Let's hear this.
Annie. Hear Annie.
Children, I just want silence so people listening can hear this. Mackenzie, the voice of reason most times. What do you think?
I mean, I know it's Annie. So,
which I do too.
Yeah, and he knows that. But he's like, he just has like a little accent. He's saying Annie.
He's saying Annie. There's no Ani.
And then, no I know there is no Ani, like I said for the fifth time.
You're saying it
so
sounds
then
like
what, so then what?
What's
I'm
your point?
Confused. What do you think that he's saying? Because
I know he's saying Annie, but the way I was singing it yesterday, you okay? You okay, Ani?
That's not even how it goes.
Play it again.
Oh, my Chops, dude.
About time to move on, guys.
Just singing it how
I
hear it.
I will just say that we put a poll up on Instagram yesterday, and we said, who is right, Liv or producer Pork Chop? 79% sided with me. And 21% sided with Chops. So
and
I think we have our answer.
After listening to it 100 times in a row, me and Liv both agreed.
We lost our mind.
No, we both agreed that it sounds like he's saying, okay, Addy.
Yeah.
You guys just have a pill problem.
Play it one more time. You'll hear Addy forever.
See?
No, it's Annie.
It's like Laurel and Yanni.
No.
Oh,
okay.
Gosh.
You know what? I should have just moved on from this. Mackenzie, can you stop me from doing this in the future?
Yes.
Just like not on track,
you're just
not on track.
I've totally zoned out about 5 minutes ago.
Okay, hopefully people listening haven't done that. All right, what's coming up in the tea? I can stay tuned for that.
Yes, this hot blonde married only 12 days, but got that debt taken care of. And who had a pet giraffe growing up?
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Okay, honey, it is tea time. The Bachelor last night. So much drama. Okay, so Peter gave Kelsey a rose at the end of their date after his one-on-one with Natasha. He told her she was not the one. But a lot of people talking about Kelly, who thinks because she was an attorney that she deserved the rose over the other women.
I think Peter has kind of an easy decision. I mean, look at me. I'm an attorney. The other girls, what are they? Ready for a rose. Just give it to me.
Good point. Good point. Taken.
Oh, but Kelly did not get the final rose. Instead, that went to Hannah Ann, and Kelly not so happy during her car ride home.
I have no idea, like, why I'm in this car. But Peter's made his decision, and that's that. And does it suck? Yeah. Do I agree with it? No.
No. Over on Jimmy Kimmel, this is hilarious. His staff counted the exact number of times the women of The Bachelor used the word like last night's episode.
It's like such a dream to be here. I think like when you feel like you've only gotten like 5 minutes with them for the past like forever.
Like, I feel like I just like, can I stop it? Can I please? No, stop it. I cannot. Okay, stop. Isn't that like insane? 229 times.
Liv,
who's counting?
We need to get you on The Bachelor. Oh my, it's still going.
Like.
You do it too, Joe.
It's hard, and then when you think about it, it's even harder.
Literally, I cannot even.
Okay.
Moving on to Janet Jackson. I don't think she says like too much, but she admits growing up, she had a pet giraffe and listened to the other animals.
I never kept the keychain, and I took care of the animal. We had so many animals growing up. Yeah, we had fawn, mufalon, sheep, peacocks, giraffe. Just all kinds of animals. So it was my job to feed them, to clean the cages. That was my chores.
So this is a working key?
That's a working key.
So it's really cool. She wears like a stylish key on her earring, and that's why. Could you imagine growing up with a pet giraffe?
That just seems like, I don't know, like not a lot of room. Like, where's that going to fit? Like, it seems like a height issue.
I'm impressed, though. That would be sweet. Okay, Blac Chyna. She formerly was with Rob Kardashian. She's his baby mama. She is saying the reason people are saying, why was she at the Oscars is because they're racist.
Because it's aggravating.
So people were just curious why the heck she was there. Because the Oscars for A-list celebrities and actresses, and that's why people are like, why in the world is Blac Chyna there? But she's saying everyone's being racist and it's because of backlash. So I don't think it has anything to do with anything with the skin color of anyone. I just think people were curious. It would be the same thing as any reality show star. Why are they at the Oscars?
Yeah, I that's the dumbest thing I've heard. There's so, not even much. There's nothing else to say. You're right.
I know. Moving on to Pamela Anderson, who was married for 12 days. She was married to an older gentleman who is 74 years old, Peter. He was a producer on A Star Is Born. Get this. Marriage didn't last, but he paid off about $200,000 worth of her debts.
Wow, that's shady.
And she says there's, or no, she didn't say this, but other people are saying there's no fool like an old fool. What does Pammy say, like relationship advice to other people?
Well, just to trust your instincts, you know. That's what I've learned in the whole thing is that I knew all along. And, you know, and especially not to give it any attention. But the issue is important because I think many women go through this.
Oh, my. So, like, how do you...
She's saying it was a terrible mistake. Peter was way too controlling. But on the bright tip, she's debt-free.
How could he control things? He's 70. You could push him down and break his hip. I feel like you got all the control. It's like, you're telling me your grandpa's controlling? You got that.
That's what happens with older men, especially, or just men in general with a lot of money. And if they're giving you their money, then they think they can control you. So you gotta get, but it worked out kind of for her.
Hey, if some old lady like Sugar Grandma or Sugar Cougar or Mountain Lion wants to cut me like a $70,000 check, let's do it. Lindsay would understand. We'd be totally cool with that. I'd appreciate it.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
This is kind of an issue with control, but I think it actually makes a lot of sense. Liv the Web Girl is not respecting, at least in my opinion, her boyfriend.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, see? Exactly. I feel so much for Jewel Daddy at times. I want to check in with Liv and also hear what Mackenzie thinks and you at 833-563-2539 because, well, it sounds like Liv the Web Girl didn't check in. We'll explain.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she's giving me the stink eye. We'll explain coming up next. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Good morning. It's Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now. And I'm going to take Team Jewel Daddy, that is Liv the Web Girl's boyfriend's side on this one, because from what I've heard, and I'll let you explain, it sounds like you, it's kind of like you're a bad girlfriend. And by that, I mean like you made him worry when he didn't need to. What, I'm being dramatic with it?
Yeah, I think you're being dramatic. I don't know if you could necessarily call me a bad girlfriend because of this.
Well, you're just like, I guess the way you're dismissing it kind of bothers me.
Okay, I'll explain what happened. So on Saturday night, I was out with all of my friends from college. I went down to my alma mater, went to a basketball game and was hanging out with all of them. Haven't seen a lot of them in, gosh, I mean, maybe even like a year.
And
some
Liv
of them.
Has been looking forward to this, I know, for a long
time. Yes, I have been so much. So we go to a basketball game around 4. After that, we go to a bar right after, have some drinks still. Then we go back to my friend's house, and then we go out to dinner for drinks and dinner. And we're pretty sloshed at this point, you know?
Pretty lit, yeah.
We are, I'm not going to lie. And so at dinner, it's around 8:45, I'm texting him like, hey, what's up? And he's like, hi, like, babe, like, are you having fun? I'm like, I'm having so much fun. What are you up to? He was like, you know, just watching basketball with my roommates. What are your plans? And I was like, we're at dinner now. So I checked in with him. I would say those messages probably ended around like 10:45. So 10:45, he just doesn't text me back because like the conversation was over, whatever. Around like, I guess, 1:15 or so, he starts calling me and he starts texting me and I'm not responding and I'm not answering. No. And then I text him back around, I would say, 3:30 and was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm just seeing all your calls and all your texts.
So you did text him back?
Yes, around 3:30. And I said, I'm so sorry. I'm just seeing these. I've been out. And he was like, where the hell have you been? It's almost 3:45 in the morning. Like, what the hell?
Are you
I
coherent
hate when
at
you
this
do
point?
This.
Is she ever coherent?
I mean, I'm coherent as in, like, I'm, like, calling us an Uber. And, like, okay. You know, I'm ordering something at Taco Bell. Like, you know, I'm coherent as in, like,
just
I'm alive
enough.
And I'm awake.
Right.
But, like, I'm pretty drunk, you know? We were out all day. And
I mean,
so,
when you day drink into the night, of
exactly.
course.
Exactly. Right. And so I text him back around, like, 3:30. And he was so mad. And he was I've been up for hours.
Aww.
I've been so worried. You haven't checked in with me.
Colton.
And then he's like, I'm going to bed, whatever, bye, like, or like, good night, like, thanks. Because he's just, like, really upset.
Okay.
And so then the next day, he is not happy with me. He said, I was up so late. You had me worried.
Who reached out first the next day? Did you?
Oh, yeah, I definitely did. But I also was up, like, way before he was. But he was, like, mad at me. And I'm just like, I get that, like, you were worried and, like, you wanted me to check in. But, like, I checked in with you around, like, 8:45 and we texted until, like, 11:30 or so. And then, like, I was just – and then I texted you back eventually at, like, 3:30. But I'm also a 25-year-old woman.
Sure.
I can handle myself.
I feel like your saving grace was the 3:30 text. Because if you just did not reply the rest of the evening, I totally get
how is
he could
be
super mad.
How is that a saving grace, though?
Because, like, she was, like, at the end of the night, she is alive. She is, like, going back to a place, a bed to sleep.
But he, and Mackenzie, had to stay up all night into the early morning.
Oh,
my gosh. Because if he doesn't do it, then he's a terrible boyfriend.
Okay, let's flip the roles. Okay, if he did this to you,
right?
How would you be mad or not?
No, I'd be like, yeah, he's probably out having fun. I literally could care less. And here's his point was that he either thought that I was either ignoring him or that, like, something had happened. So he was really worried. And he was like, you know, this is coming from a girl who has, like, 2 drinks and is, like, hammered. Like, that makes me really nervous.
I, too, am that girl.
But I get that. But I'm also, like, I also went to 5 years of undergrad in this place. And he was like, you're in a different state. And I'm like, if anything, if I were to go out here where we live, that would be more dangerous for me to go out here because I don't know anyone here. I'm going out in a city where I know everyone.
833-563-2539. At least my question that I'd like to ask is Liv in the wrong here? Should she have not checked in with her boyfriend, Jewel Daddy? I mean, the fact that it was 3:34 in the morning, oh, I'd be so upset if Lindsay did that to me. And I know she'd be vice versa if it was that. 833-563-2539.
We want to know whose side are you on? Who are you backing in this argument?
Liv, I am so sorry, but I'm 100% on Jewel Daddy's side.
Yeah, that also makes a lot of sense because you like to take care of people.
Yeah, I would just be, not even that, I would just be terrified, like, not knowing, like, what's going on, especially the girl that does Murder Monday. Like, you don't know what's going on out there, like, late at night. And
finally,
you know,
they got their revenge.
But, and, like,
I just think Jewel Daddy was concerned because of this.
But as long as the night ends with you in a yellow cab, shooting me a text, ain't coming home soon. As long as I can bet on you calling into bed after slipping out your high heel shoes.
See,
I ain't lying, saying have a good time. Out with your girls, girl, do what you do. No matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't sleep without you.
That's so
I think that's song was actually written about Liv.
I'm sorry, but there was no way on this planet Earth I was going to Uber from 2 hours away to stay with him because I was in a different state.
That's the only thing she heard.
Go out and have a good time. Just text me.
Was he really? Was he scared you were up to something bad, or did he think like physically
something happened to you? All right. And he was like, I knew you would never cheat on me. Like, I know that was not the case. That didn't even like really cross my mind. He was like, but I was just scared that like, you know, something was happening.
Sweet.
Just sweet, but like also paranoid.
Whose side are we on here? Are we on Liv the Web Girls, or are we on her poor boyfriend who is a victim in this? Jewel Daddy, 833-563-2539. Call in, pick a side, and maybe share a story. I'm sure you got a relationship going on where you're going through the same thing. It's Joan McKenzie on Radio Now.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
I personally think Liv the Web Girl, she's a good person, but I'm surprised she's not admitting her wrong here for not kind of finally checking in with her boyfriend Jewel Daddy till, 3:30 in the morning? Could you imagine that guy worrying about his amazing girl that's going out and getting lit with all of her friends and who knows how much alcohol they consumed? Was she choking on a quesadilla? He didn't know. He couldn't talk to her. I mean, am I wrong?
I think it's very sweet. I think it'd be worse if he, like, just didn't care. You know? Because he obviously loves you very much.
But imagine, though, like, Mackenzie being in that position, and you're worried about a loved one. You don't hear from, like, time just ticks and ticks.
I mean, I would be a little, like, upset. But then also, if she did text at 3:30 in the morning, I'd be like, I mean, at least she did text. If she didn't text at all, that would be real bad news.
Yeah, but you're up all, like, till 4 in the morning. You're
up. I get it.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, but, like, he could have gone to bed. I don't know. Just me.
Julie, you're on Joe McKenzie, 833-563-2539. Are you on Liv's side, or are you on her boyfriend Jewel Daddy's side on this?
I am not. I am on Liv the Web Girl's side because she did talk to him at 10:30, and he knew he was with her friends at her alma mater. So he knew she was with friends, and if anything had happened to her, they would have called him. He chose to stay up, and she did get back to him at 3:30. He knew she was down there to go hang with her friends. And I think he was just guilting her because she went out and had fun with her friends and was making it appear that he stayed up until 3:30. I mean, I'm not saying he's a liar. I'm just saying he knew where she was, and if anything had happened, this group of girls she went to college with would have called him if anything nefarious had happened.
I don't trust a bunch of drunk people. Like, I still, and the reason that I would, you know, be so upset is because of how much I love and care. And, like, I literally would not be able to go to sleep without knowing that you're at least safe somewhere. Like, thank God you texted him at 3:30 a.m., Liv.
But don't you think, like, maybe that's, like, a little weird because, like, that's not your child and this is, like, all a grown adult?
It's your significant other.
This is a grown
other.
adult, though.
I don't understand
and you're
your
not,
attachment.
You don't have control over them.
But you're drunk.
So just because, like, you will have some alcohol doesn't mean, like, all of the sudden, like,
you
can't. You
know what? If you're so drunk that you couldn't respond for 2 hours, then
no,
I would be even
not,
more concerned.
That's not. It wasn't that I couldn't respond. It was because my phone was in my purse because I ran into about 60 people that I hadn't seen in a year, and I was dancing and I was running around the like bar being like, oh my gosh, hi, how are you? Like, how are you doing?
Does Jewel Daddy know that?
Yeah, I told him that the next day.
But like, if you're so, the next day?
Yeah,
like,
I told him that because
moment,
I wasn't on my phone. How is he supposed to know? Well, obviously because he's not in the same city
I
as
just
me.
Don't understand.
And you know what? This
how,
could have all been solved if he came down with me.
What was he doing at his place? Was he just chilling?
I think
by
he was just chilling watching movies.
Hold on a second. I think Liv just gave us the whole answer right there. She said this all would have been solved if
no,
he just would have came
I,
with
I
me.
I mean, I know.
Did you purposely? No, admit this. Be honest. Did you purposely not like talk to him that late because he didn't come and you're kind of spiting him?
No, I didn't not talk to him because I literally was having the time of my life with my friends that I haven't seen
quick,
in forever.
Just the quickest one. Everything's okay. Love you. boom, one
I didn't
second.
Think I had to do that because I had already checked in with him at 11:30, our last text between each other. At 11:30, he texts me, hey, what time are you planning on coming back tomorrow? And I said 11 a.m.
It's not the way you just put it made it seem like, you know, like checking in on you. It's checking in on you because he loves you.
It's not like I'm a
sure
man, you're a
okay.
woman, you better check in with me, woman. It's like a caring thing, like
a
partner.
It's like that.
Do you think it would have been different had he also been out doing something fun with his friends?
He probably wouldn't have even noticed.
It's a different scenario if he's home, like, looking at the clock by himself and knows that you were just, like, ripping it off with your friends.
Right, but, like, kind of, if you wanted to go out to the bars, go out to the bars, too. I'm not holding you back.
But, see, I really, truly think, I don't know if he's a jealous type. I don't know him super well, but I don't think where his point of concern was coming from, like, well, I wish I was out there doing that, and I'm not out having a good time. I think it was, like, I really am worried about my girl.
Right, and I think he was worried about me, which is sweet and it's kind, but I don't think I should be crucified for it.
Oh, we'll see about that. Seth, good morning. You're on Joe McKenzie. What do you want to say?
Hey, Joe. Hey, I just wanted to say that, you know, Liv had her phone with her, but she didn't care enough or didn't think that it was that big of a deal to just, like, pull it out every now and then and check in with him or let him know, like, hey, I'm still out having a good time. You know, something quick would have been, you know, just like the icing on the cake for him. He could have just gone to sleep if he knew, like, she was checking in with him every now and then.
You know what, Seth? One thing I'm glad to hear about Liv not responding to her own boyfriend is often she doesn't respond to my text messages, so I know it's not personal. I take things personally, and now I know it's just Liv. She'll even ignore her boyfriend who's concerned about her safety at 2 in the morning.
Now you know.
Thank you for calling in. We'll go to Kayla. I think she's actually on your side. Kayla, are you on Liv the Web Girl's side today?
Yes, I am. So, actually, my boyfriend and I both do this. You know, we'll check in, but once we start getting a little intoxicated, you know, it's more about having fun and enjoying time with the people we're around rather than staying on our phone. You know, my boyfriend gets 100%.
Kayla, you're
out.
Oh, your phone was cutting out, but I kind of think I get what she's saying right there. Like, when she is having a good time and getting into it, like, it sounds like you were saying, you're like, I'm fully engrossed in this moment.
Exactly. Yeah. And here's also the thing, too, is that my friend Brooke was sitting at the table at this bar we were at, and I was drinking water the majority of the time we were at this bar. Then all of a sudden, she's like, I am so tired. We've got to go. And I'm like, well, what time is it? And we looked at our phone. We're like, oh my gosh, it's like 3:15 in the morning, because where we were at, the bars are open until 4 a.m. So we had no idea. Like, time
did
was going
by. Did he try to
so
get
quickly.
A hold of your friend?
No.
Okay.
Let's wrap it up with Katie this morning. Katie, you're on Joe and McKenzie. What did you want to say about Liv the Web Girl situation?
I've been in the same situation with my husband for a number of years, and he even works in the oil field, so he's gone. And, you know, he was never happy about me going out when he was gone, because he's not there in case something happens. But we've just had a lot of conversations about how I'm a grown woman, and before I met him, I was going out every weekend, and so I will text him when I go that I'm going out, and then I will text him when I get to the bar, and then he'll tell me to have a good time, and then I let him know when I've gotten home safe.
All right, Katie.
Okay.
Hey, thank you for
you've
calling in.
You've got to figure it out.
And we'll wrap it up with Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer, you're on Joe McKenzie. Liv the Web Girl's at fault, right?
No, I'm with Liv.
What?
I am definitely one of those call me every hour and check in, let me know when you get home type of people, but she talked to him at 10:30. He knows her phone was in her purse. She's not wearing jeans. And she talked to him. She talked to him. I'm a worry person. I'm a stay up and wait for you type of person, but she was talking to him. He knew she was out having fun, drinking, and she called him and let him know she got home or texted him. She's in the right.
All right, Jennifer, thank you for calling in this morning.
Liv is shaking her head. How do you feel? A lot of people got your back.
Like 3:30 a.m., though? That's so late to text back, finally.
Well, he didn't know we were talking about this today, so if I come in without a boyfriend tomorrow, we know why.
Hey, I'm on your side, Jewel Daddy.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Let's take away all that pain and anguish that you're dealing with in your relationship, and let's focus on something much funner. Dare Dice.
Yeah! Wait, no.
We are going to roll the dice, and whoever has the lowest number, well, tomorrow they'll face the box of shame. We're going to go live on Instagram so you can watch the drama go down. Hey, follow the show if you didn't already. It's Joe and McKenzie on Instagram. Hey, it's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. And coming up in about 10 minutes, I want you to join in the conversation, 833-563-2539. But start thinking about it. What is your most common nightmare? We got this full list of frequent nightmares for guys and girls, and kind of interesting. I wonder what everybody on the show has nightmares about. Right now,
I have nightmares about this. Dare dice, because if you lose, you face the box of shame, and the punishments are not pretty.
We are live on Instagram this morning as we do dare dice. Who was the loser last week? Who was that again? Porkchop, and you had to do the Cupid Shuffle, where the video is great, by the way. If you go to joemckenzie.com, you can see that. He's not happy about it. He had to dress up as Cupid in diapers and his bow and arrow and get people to do the Cupid Shuffle, and you actually had a listener come out and join you, so round of applause for that. Very, very proud of you.
You did a great job. Yes.
Thank you, Sonia. And I'm just so happy the extra diapers that were left over, I put them on like the ledge here, and I wrote free diapers, and someone took them.
See, they'll take anything from work.
They were adult diapers, and they were legit schmediums.
Medium.
Small, medium diapers. So someone is enjoying those.
So let's get our roll on this morning. The person will roll two different dice, okay, and the lowest number will end up facing the box of shame tomorrow.
Do you guys want Joe to go first because he never goes first?
Yeah, Joe never goes first. What the heck?
Okay. Well, then if I go first, you can't go second.
Me?
Yeah, because you always go second.
I'll go last.
All right. We're going to switch up the order today. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
For the box of the shame.
Shame.
First die is...
Oh! That was so loud.
Jeez, guys,
it was
really?
A one. It was a one.
Could have just said it's a one.
And if you're new to this, whoever rolls the lowest loses.
You've had worse in your ear, Liv.
Five.
Not bad, not bad. So you got a six.
Got a six.
Woo! Okay, he doesn't want me to go second. Who wants to go second?
Chopsies. Chopsy wopsies.
Boys first today.
Boy. Six is not the lowest, but I'm kind of concerned about my number, to be perfectly honest with you.
All right, so let's see. Let's see if I can beat Joe's one. Here we go.
A one.
Oh,
God. Come on, buddy. You can do it. Roll a four. Roll four. Roll a four or a three or a two or a one, but not a six. A three! Oh, poor Chaps rolled a four together. Hey, it looks like it'll be you tomorrow. Sucks to suck.
Want to go, Liv, or do you want me to go?
Liv, the web girl, stepping in now. So there out there is a six. So I'm clear, and now there's a four. Liv, you got to clear a four.
Come on, get a four.
Can
right
she
here.
Do
get
it with her first
right
roll? A four! No! Liv is in the clear. And a one. Oh, five. Mackenzie, these are low numbers.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I just have to beat...
Four.
This
yes.
Is okay.
Oh my gosh.
What
come
if Mackenzie
on, baby,
rolls
on,
two snake eyes?
What if I get two sixes? That'd be so awesome.
A five.
Already in the clear. Let's just do this for fun. Two. Seven.
All right.
Wow.
There
seven
you go.
Seven was the highest this
That's
week.
Crazy how it goes. So producer Porkchop, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, bless his heart. He did it last year.
Back to back.
He could technically save himself if he rolls double. He has a chance to save himself and pass his punishment on to someone else.
Which I will do.
Okay. He's manifesting it.
Boy.
Oh, poor Chops.
Dude.
You were nervous, Joe, having to go first. You don't like to go first.
Well, not even. I wasn't nervous to go first. I was nervous that I rolled a one.
Well, yeah.
Worst possible roll out the gate. All right. Well, hey, we'll find out. Will it be Pork Chop? Will it end up being somebody else around this time tomorrow here on Joe and Mackenzie? Coming up next, the most common nightmares. We got the whole list. We'll share ours. But we really want to hear from you. Like, what are you having nightmares about? 833-563-2539.
I have my dream dictionary on hand.
All right. Get ready to open that thing up next. Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It's Joe Mackenzie. And, of course, you can call in and be part of the show. We love it when you are. 833-563-2539. So I found this. I think Mackenzie's got a book, too, to help us out. Most common nightmares. These are people that were surveyed. And the number one, which I don't think I've ever had a nightmare for this, is falling.
Oh, yeah.
You've had a nightmare where you've fallen before?
Yes. Not recently.
See, I had to like go all the way down this list because that's like 64% of people. I had to find mine, which was teeth falling out, and that was 34%. That was like probably almost quarter to halfway down this list. They have tons of different ones. I mean, what's one of yours,
Mackenzie?
Okay,
so the teeth falling out is a very common dream, or if you have like decaying or rotting teeth or like a bad tooth. But if your teeth are falling out, you've uttered some false or foul words that are going to come back to haunt you.
Ooh, well,
so
then I do it all the time.
You really shouldn't have said, so beware, it's going to come back and bite you.
My teeth, like they fall out, like I'm in the sink and they all fall down the
drain. Yeah, that's
because
you said something about someone or something and it's going to come back to haunt you.
I've had that happen for a long time. I think it's too late now. I'm going to have to get dentures.
To dream that you fall means you're frightened, you have lack of control, insecurity, or lack of support in your life.
All right, what have you had a nightmare about?
I have lots of dreams. I have this dream a lot where I can't find, it's not like a nightmare, but I can't find stuff. Like I can't find where my car is parked. I can't find my purse. I'm in a hurry. Is that, I mean, that's
I'm,
like a
I'm
nightmare.
Looking,
like,
I don't see, I mean, if it's something you have, it's something you have. I mean, right. I'm looking on here.
But this makes sense because if you're in a parking lot and you can't find your car, it's like you're searching for your niche and like you need to slow down from your daily activities.
That would make
sense.
Right? Let me see if you have any of these and I'll just kind of go through them. And you can call in too, 833-563-2539. Kind of interested like what people listening to the show, what your nightmares might be. Falling was number one, being chased. Like I've never had, and that's one of the top ones. Like what?
Really?
Like who's chasing you? Do you know who's chasing you in your dream? Or nightmare, I mean?
Sometimes, but no, it's just someone bad. And if you dream that you're being chased, you're trying to avoid a situation.
Okay, what about death? Like, have you ever dreamed that you've died?
I have not. Have you?
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like, and that would freak me out if in a dream I actually died. What? Am I going to really die?
So this is fascinating to me. If you've ever dreamt like you had cancer, it doesn't mean like you're going to get cancer. It means that something in your life is like eating away at you.
But has somebody actually dreamt that they had cancer? Then they got tested and they had cancer?
I mean, I'm sure anything
because
can happen.
If that happened, whoa.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane. Like loved one dying. It's on there. See, my mom had a nightmare or a dream twice, but I don't think she knew exactly that they were dying. But I don't know if you want to call them premonitions, but one of my cousins was in the Air Force. He was doing a training activity where they were flying their jets through the mountain range, and his jet kind of malfunctioned, and he tried to eject, but he ended up crashing into the mountain and died. But she didn't know he died. She just had a picture of a big fireball, and the next day she found out he died.
That is so...
So...
It is your subconscious talking to you. I've had a lot of dreams where I can't put in my contacts, and I can't see.
You feel like you're blind, kind of?
Yeah, I can't see. I literally am blind without my contacts. But I can't get my contacts in my dream, and it's like, that is supposed to be that I need to focus on the task at hand and pay closer attention to a situation before acting on it. So it's so interesting to me.
See, I see one in here, and I don't know if this is a nightmare or not, because I swear I've had it happen. There's a nightmare about being paralyzed. I don't know if that's really like in your dream, you're just like, oh, something happens, you're paralyzed. Have you guys ever woken up, though, and you feel like you can't move?
It's like during the REM state of sleep.
So is that technically the nightmare then that they're talking about? I wonder, because that is really scary.
Well, symbolically, that would mean that you feel helpless or pinned down in an aspect or circumstance of your life.
Boy, I've got a lot of good circumstances happening in my life, don't I? Let's go to Justin, 833-563-2539. Hey, Justin, thanks for calling into Joe and Mackenzie. Tell us about the nightmare you got.
Well, it stems from my deployment. I've been home since January of 2008.
Thank you for your service.
Not a problem. The one that I recall the most, and it's very constant, is I'm out on patrol, and I'm taking heavy fire, and I eventually get blown up by an IED.
Oh my God. Wow. Is that is that some stuff that you actually kind of saw firsthand then, or is this just something that triggers it?
It was... very potential.
Yeah, of course.
Where I was at.
Well, Justin, thank God you made it home. Yeah. And we, as Mackenzie said, we all appreciate you and your service. So thank you for calling in and thanks for sharing that. I'm sure that's not easy. I actually found Mackenzie. You were talking about kind of like not being able to find your car. And that was like at the very bottom, but still like 12% of people say
they
can't do that. I'm so embarrassed. This is not a nightmare. This actually really happened last night. No, I did. I took my little bro, Michael. We went to a basketball game.
Yeah.
And I swear, I paid like, I'm cheap, you know that, but I paid like 25, 30 bucks to get parking right next to the arena because I wanted to get him home. He had to go to school. I have to get up early. So we did that. And I swear we were like right out this door, like 30 feet from the arena. I thought they towed my car. I'm hitting the alarm. It took us 25 minutes to find my car.
That's like the story of my life. Now when I go to the airport, I take a picture of like G Red 4 or wherever.
Yes, no, that's the way to do it so you'll remember.
Because I never remember.
All right, you got to hit us up Twitter. We'd like to know about some of those common nightmares and dreams that you've had. Coming up next, I saw this list and I thought it was kind of interesting. The top places to pop the question. And I'm wondering, where did it happen from you? I want to see, like, I guess, who listens to Joe and McKenzie, who had like a really cool place where the question was popped. I don't know. Did you see this yet or no?
I have not seen it. I didn't want to look at it intentionally. And I feel like a lot of people may be popping the question being Valentine's Day on
Friday.
Well,
exactly. So we'll get into that next for Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Where did they pop the question? I want to hear, like, the best stories. It could be the simplest thing. You're like a random stop we'd never expect. Because I have this list here, McKenzie, with the top places to pop the question. There's daytime places and then just overall the top places in the world to do it.
Where did you propose to Lindsay?
I proposed to her. Originally, I met her. I'm from Michigan, and I met her when I worked in radio on the west side of Michigan. And between Chicago and Grand Rapids, there's Lake Michigan, a big lake up there.
Yes.
So she loved the lake shore, so I took her there, and I proposed as the sun was setting. It was beautiful. Seagulls were chirping around. And just pooping on everybody.
Aww.
And I dropped to my knee, did an awkward long thing, and then everybody's like cheering because the beach was packed that day, that evening.
Aww.
So that was cool. And then she proceeded to drop the ring in the water, and thank God I grabbed it because it could have been gone forever.
Oh, I could just see you pant. It was weird. If you ever watched Taylor Swift's documentary, Miss Americana, at a meet and greet with Taylor Swift, the couple popped the question. Like, he got down on one knee. So it was so awkward because it was like him and his girl, and then like Taylor was standing there, but it was memorable. But Taylor's like, wow, is this really happening?
Yeah, I know. I wonder what Taylor Swift was actually even thinking when that's going down.
I mean, it's cool if your girl is, you know, loves a celeb.
How old were you when you got proposed to?
I would have been, I was still in college, my senior year of college.
Okay.
So whatever, like 22.
Okay, so do you remember, like, when and where, like, what was happening? Tell us about that. Where were
Christmas,
you at?
I was Christmas morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Christmas morning. So my family has a tradition, still do, of being in our pajamas all day long.
Nice.
So he was, as often like he was, down with my family, and we all did, like, our presents in the living room, and then he pulled me over to a side room and had a big box. And I thought it was like, ooh, lingerie, because he's like, we want to open this away from everybody. So I opened the big box, and there was like another box. And anyway, I opened the box, there were like all these boxes down to like a little itty bitty box, which is obviously the ring box. And I opened that, and I was like, oh, and my mouth dropped. And then I looked, and he was down on one knee. So it was sweet, because we grew up together, and his family literally lived four houses down.
Okay.
So then they all came running down the street after, you know, I said yes. And it was just a really fun, like, with our family.
Did you know that proposal was coming?
I actually didn't, and I am so, like, usually know whenever anything is happening, so it was a really cool surprise.
My wife totally knew.
Because all the pictures, I'm literally, like, in my pajamas, like, no makeup, you know, but it was fun.
All right, Liv the Web Girl, I imagine your dream proposal would be, like, at a basketball game.
Maybe if it was at maybe like the where I went to college,
Louisville?
That could be cool. Yes,
would
Louisville.
You want that? Like, if you had a dream proposal,
I don't
what
even
would you want
know
it to be?
What that would
he
look
might be
like.
Listening.
I know he might be.
By the way, get your diamond at Diamonds Direct.
I don't even know what it would be. I feel like I would want my family there, possibly like afterwards, but I wouldn't mind it if it was just like a very intimate moment between the two of us.
Yeah.
Like something intimate. So like if it was at a basketball game that's like in front of a lot of people, I don't know. That's like, it's so hard for me to even like fathom that. Like I have no idea. I don't think I really have a dream proposal at all. I just think that like, however my significant other wants to do it, I'm going to be, like, happy with. I don't know. I don't have any, like, dreams.
You'll have to ask your dad's permission, because I feel like that is such a gentleman thing to do. I think
but I feel like guys don't even do that anymore, by the way.
No, every single one of my brother-in-laws did that. My future hubby will absolutely
Here's
have to do
my question,
that.
Though. Like, if I get married again, like, since it's, like, would he ask that? My dad? Because I'm, like, I'm not 22, obviously,
right.
anymore. Like, I don't know if that's, like, second go.
Yeah, here it is. I mean, mean, he already gave you away once. Like, you've been given. Now
my poor dad already paid for like three giant, like huge weddings.
He's like, no, you can't marry my daughter. Absolutely not. Cortland, you're on Joe and McKenzie. Where did you get the question popped?
I got the question popped. I was on vacation in Maui, Hawaii, and he popped the question on the beach in front of the sunset.
Oh, beautiful.
Literally perfect.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes. That's pretty cool. See, now as a guy, I would be so afraid to transfer the ring like through security do all that. Like, how are you going to, like, sir, what's in the box right there? Yes.
What's in the box?
Can you open the box? Oh, is that an engagement ring?
I'm sure that's happened before.
I'm sure TSA is like, hey, surprise, will you marry me? Adrian, what's going on? Tell us about your situation.
I got engaged underneath the waterfall at Cataract Falls in Indiana.
Oh, man. See, I love the nature stuff. Mine would be at Torch Lake, which is in Michigan. That's the clearest lake in Michigan. That's where my proposal would be.
You're going to propose to your new man where your old man's from?
It's really? He's not from Torch Lake. He's from like central Michigan. This is 2 hours away from there.
Oh, the family lives across the lake, Liv, okay? Big difference.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
What noises make you cringe when you hear them? Ugh.
It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
Don't ever do that again.
I didn't mean to annoy you with my voice.
Not necessarily a voice, but interesting question. Could be a little squirmish this morning. What noise, what sound, could be a perfect everyday sound that we all hear. It just makes you absolutely cringe. 833-563-2539. If you want to call in, you can also tweet the show. We like to get that social media on. It's Joe and McKenzie. McKenzie, you got anything you're just like, oh gosh, make that stop.
I hate
please.
Mouth noises. I mean, people chew like just like make noises with their mouth and like chomp their food like a cow.
I never knew this, and every time before we like film a video, if I have like gum in my mouth, I will do like ASMR like and I did not know it bothered you so much. I wouldn't have been doing it every single time.
No, not you in particular. I'm just talking about anybody.
Right, right.
I think there was something Liv pointed out to me, but I'll do it right now, and I'll just see what naturally happens. Hold on a second. I do that every time I drink water. I go, and I think it was Liv. Liv's like, oh my gosh, stop it. But I mean, what else? Kathy, have some of your water real quick. Like, what sound do you make when you have your water?
Well, typically have a straw.
Okay, let's.
Sometimes paper, sometimes plastic.
You're not going to do the. You're not going to do the.
And I swallow it. And I go,
All right, Joe, he's doing it again.
It's just natural.
Every time you take a sip of a drink,
every single time.
Apparently that is that annoys her. That's what this whole thing could be like. What does Joe do that's annoying? But
well, you did just crank it down to 68. I think we should in here.
Well, because somebody put it up to 75.
Because it's freezing.
No, leave it at 70, you guys. That's why it gets
71.
70. I'm going to put it at 50 if you guys move it again.
No, split the difference. Yeah. You're not the boss.
Yeah, we keep it at a temperature to keep the computers cool.
No, you're such a liar. Oh, she's switching.
Don't bump it up.
71.
Put it at 70.
What are you putting it at?
70.
Okay, she put it at 70.
All right, I'm gonna put it down.
No, she put it at 70. Keep it at 70.
It's coming down.
I'm every freaking day doing this. How low ago? 68. We'll do
68. No, 70. Why not 70?
Okay, if I say 74, and
you guys
move
the dang thing, and it's supposed to be at 70.
I never touch it. I know.
I've got a question on the paperwork here. It says, "What noise makes you cringe?" And I had something for
he
this.
He said, what annoys you about Joe?
No, it was a joke. I didn't say go change the thermostat. Well, what is yours?
You're not the boss of the room.
What's yours,
Can
Chops?
I say mine? Well, I feel like I don't want to say it anymore because it's going to make Joe mad.
No, go ahead. Say it.
We were playing Call of Duty the other night, Saturday night, and you had just like come home from something. I don't know. And I think you were eating. And like, dude, the microphone, when we play Call of Duty, our headset, the mic is right by your mouth. So I don't know if you realize, but Saturday night, I
you didn't
signed
say
off
anything
in a hurry. Remember how I just like, I'm going to bed, bye?
Yeah.
I wasn't mad because I lost that last game. I was mad because I had a headache because all I heard was...
You didn't even say
you
anything.
You are pretty a noisy eater.
Well, then say something. You never brought it up.
I know, but should I have said? What should I have said?
You could be like, Joe, hey, man, can you mute your microphone? I'm hearing you eating. Okay. I didn't even know. And like, I had the microphone, like, you know how it's like right in front of your mouth?
Yeah.
I had it turned out to the side.
Dude, do you know what he was eating?
I could guess. I'm going to guess Cheetos.
No. There's no way you can eat Cheetos while you're gaming.
That's what I thought.
That's crazy, Josh.
That's gamer rules.
Cheetos while gaming?
See, they don't understand. The actual gripping on a controller is not possible with Cheetos or flaming hot Cheetos.
What was it?
Yeah, what were you
eating? Now we want to know.
What day was it? Saturday?
Saturday night.
Mines.
My assumption is you were drunk.
No, what's this? Because
you were like drunk eating.
Do you guys drunk and COD?
That is fun. I haven't done that in a while.
No.
Okay, I haven't done that in 10 years, but
I don't even know what I missed. What? No, I don't. I honestly don't even remember. And I wasn't. I know I wasn't drunk because I did a breathalyzer when I got home.
Oh, okay.
I was like a 0.03. So I wish I was drunk. I drank a few beers, but no. All right. Well,
I don't like fingernails on a chalkboard.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Ooh. Can't
didn't you have
it.
A few more though, Chas? I thought like you were the person that can't stand sounds the most.
Oh no,
like, they just absolutely annoy the crap out of me.
Totally fine with any random sounds. So that's why I was shocked that your noise bothered me.
I cannot handle the noise of Joe turning down the thermostat past 70 degrees, below 70. That noise really bothers me.
Oh my gosh, like everyone else in this, it has coats on and a snuggie.
Yep, and that's how it'll be. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Coming up, we got your dummy of the day.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Forgive me if I mispronounce the names here, but let's be honest. I don't get paid to speak well. I just get paid to speak and stuff like that. A 28-year-old woman, her name is Sharika, so I haven't heard that one in a while, was pulled over in Wichita Falls, Texas last month for not using her turn signal. I mean, I think that's like the easiest way to get pulled over, right? It's like you didn't signal a turn. That's like the easiest way for somebody to stop you.
Yeah.
I'm guilty of doing that, I'll admit. Sharika has an outstanding warrant. So they asked for her name, like, okay, ma'am, what's your name? Well, she said her name was Porcella Strawn.
Porcella Strawn.
Porcella Strawn. Well, they ran the name Porcella Strawn, and guess what? Porcella also had a warrant out for her arrest.
What
are the odds that you give a fake name? And is
and
that
who
person
comes up with Porcella like that name? It's not like, oh, it's Kimmy Smith.
I wonder if she knew somebody. It doesn't say this in the story I found, but I don't know if she actually knew a Porcella Sean and she went with that. But it's like, you know, they're going to check your ID and all these other things when they get it.
Oh.
So yeah, Porcella had a warrant, and on the way to jail, Sharika admitted, you know what? That's not me. I'm actually Sharika. So last week, the cops arrested her on an old warrant plus some new charges for giving them false information.
Aww.
Oh, poor Sharika. She's our dummy of the day. Good morning, it's Joe and Mackenzie. Do you have a song? I'm limited in my song ability this morning. I do have a game.
Yay!
Quit being so excited, you two. Today is National Inventor Day, if you didn't know that.
Okay.
So I've got what I like to call the Inventor Game. You could play along, too, wherever you're at, maybe against somebody.
Okay.
Do a little coffee bet. No coffee on the show today. Here's how it's going to work. I will give you a famous inventor. You have to tell me what they invented. If they had multiple things, if you just give me one thing, I'll take that. If you get one wrong, that's your like final strike. If you get two wrong, you're out of the game. Okay, we're gonna go in order of Mackenzie, Porkchop, and Liv. So you can't buzz in, you can't steal.
Okay.
It's just one person answers at a time.
Ready,
Mackenzie.
All right,
Bill Gates. What did he invent?
Microsoft.
I will take that as an answer.
Yes.
Co-founder of Microsoft Corporation.
Boom.
Producer Porkchop.
Still alive.
Yeah.
Thomas Edison. What did Thomas Edison invent?
He invented a lot of things, but he invented the light bulb.
That is correct. You're so bright. Your light shines on. Liv the Web Girl.
I'm so nervous.
What did Alexander Graham Bell invent?
He invented the telephone.
Yay! Woo! All right.
Okay, that was close.
All right, Mackenzie. What did Henry Ford invent?
The car, automobile.
I'm going to be nice to take it. Yeah, he created Ford Motor Company, which was definitely one of the first. I don't have all of that, but yeah, he created Ford Motor Company. Producer Porkchop.
Yeah.
The Wright Brothers.
Airplane.
Nice! You know where they're from?
North Carolina?
Yes.
Dang. Okay, I was going to say Pennsylvania. I'm glad you knew that. How do you know that one?
I don't know, because my friend's a big Duke fan.
Oh,
they bring it up a lot.
There you go. The Flying Airmen of
daily.
Duke. There you go.
Man.
All right, Live the Web Girl. Steve Jobs.
Oh, Apple.
Okay, maybe you guys will run out of questions.
No.
Mackenzie, got to be honest, this one's pretty hard. Eli Whitney.
Oh, I know this one.
Oh, you do? Eli Whitney.
You do?
I think so.
Can I phone a friend?
Yeah, but it's still wrong.
Bring, bring. Hey, Liv.
Well, if I get this wrong, am I out?
No.
Okay, I think he invented the printing press.
Are you going to go with that, Mackenzie?
I'll go with it.
Cotton gin. It's a machine that quickly and easily separated cotton fibers from
their
seeds.
Am I out or just, that's my one?
That's one strike, okay. All right, pork chop.
Yeah.
Isaac Newton. What is he credited with inventing?
Sir Isaac Newton.
I know.
I know, but it's not on you.
Oh, God. Didn't he? It's something to do with electricity.
Interesting.
And, like, is he the one that flew the kite?
I need an answer for
Final
Isaac
answer?
Newton.
He didn't invent the kite.
Three. Two. I'm going to buzz you on one.
Electricity.
One. That's a strike.
Wasn't it, like, the law of force, the gravity?
I'm going to give that to Liv, no point, though. But yes, it was law.
Yeah.
I would have taken law of motion, universal gravitation. He also built the first. He also built the first practical reflecting telescope.
I was waiting for you to say Fig Newtons.
I would have also today, because I'm hungry, taken that as a correct answer.
When's the last time you had a Fig Newton?
Like,
in my grandma's? Oh, boy. So what? All right. Chops got a strike.
And I've got a strike. Okay.
And surprisingly, Liv the Web Girl is hanging tough.
Stunned.
Okay. Let's go with this next one right here on the list. We've got Robert Fulton. He's a famous inventor.
Robert Fulton.
Yes. What did he invent? This one's a tough one. If you get it wrong, I understand.
Man, oh man.
Three. Two.
I'm going to say the printing press.
Stick with that. Eventually somebody will get it. No, Robert Fulton actually created the steamboat, which is a big deal back in the day, the modern steamboat.
Yeah,
I didn't know that once I looked it up. All right. So everybody's got one strike.
Okay, this is for all the money.
Mackenzie, Rudolph Diesel. It's the inventor game. What did Rudolph Diesel invent?
Diesel motor or diesel gasoline?
I need a final answer.
Final answer.
It's got to be specific, so because you're giving me a lot of diesel things. What did he do, Diesel?
Diesel gasoline.
I want to give it to you. He's credited with creating the diesel engine.
I said that too.
But I mean, yeah, I mean, you're at least in the ballpark putting the name there. So
true that.
Now, as of now, Mackenzie's out. But if you guys all missed these, maybe she could come back to life here.
Okay.
Pork chop. Can you tell me who Charles Goodyear? What did he invent?
Goodyear tires, or just tires,
which are made of what?
Rubber.
I will take that. Live the Web Girl.
Yeah.
To force a tie. James Naismith. What did James Naismith invent? I feel like you would love this guy for what he invented.
It's basketball.
Wow. Yes.
Wow.
He's credited with inventing the game of basketball.
Asked about like Benjamin Franklin
yet.
Heck
yeah.
I'm waiting for that. I know that one.
I know I have that on there.
Oh, it's electricity.
Oh, right.
Okay. How about this one? Alfred,
so is it just me and Porkchop now?
It's just you and Chopsies, yep. How about this one? Alfred Nobel.
Porkchop.
He invented the Peace Prize.
I'm going to say no on that one. I'll let you try to guess something else. The Nobel Peace Prize is after him. He had 355 different patents.
Wow.
The guy did a lot of big things. Can you give me his biggest patent?
I don't know it, no.
All right, now I have to get this right.
Dynamite is one of his biggest patents.
Dynamite.
Dynamite. Now, Live the Web Girl, if you get this right,
okay. You
are our winner. I don't see this happening. It might end in a tie. Garrett Morgan. He had three big, big things. More than that, but that were the big three he was
credited. Morgan Stanley, the financial firm bank.
Your poor dad right now shaking his head.
Oh, no.
No. It's going to be a tie between Chops and Liv. Garrett Morgan, his notable inventions were the three-position traffic light, like the red, yellow, and green.
Oh, interesting.
He was an African-American gentleman. He also discovered and developed a chemical hair processing and straightening solution. So
this
he did a lot.
This was a good lesson. Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
I learned
today.
So much today.
Well, I'm glad I could help, guys. There you go. Give me a T and give me an I, give me an R-E-D, and that's how I feel. I'm tired. Yeah. I'm tired. I've reached that point in my life where coffee doesn't do anything for me anymore.
Yeah, isn't that weird? I literally could have a latte and go straight to bed. That's bad.
Yeah, it's scary. Only thing that works, and it probably will give me a heart attack, is Bang. Love me some Bang. That'll pick me up. That gives me, like, crazy energy, like Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm.
Like a spider monkey. What do you got going on for the rest of your day, Mackenzie, as we wrap up?
I just have a bunch of, like, things to check off my to-do list. I'm going to get a workout in. I need to go to, like, FedEx. I need to go to the bank, yada, yada. I'm going to try to do some cryotherapy at Recovery Room USA. Love them. And, yeah. Then tonight, I have something else I got to do. Anyway, but yeah, just get stuff done. But I really would love to get a nap in because I'm just very, very tired. What about you?
I'm the same way as you, and I'm not complaining. I'm very thankful. I've been the most busy as I've been. Sunday, I went to Post Malone. Still one of my favorite concerts. That was amazing. Last night, once again, thanks to the Pacers, my friend Lauren, and Richie, I believe, with the Pacers, kind of their welcoming committee. All I asked for was a pair of tickets, and they went above and beyond. I got to take my little brother, Michael, from Big Brothers Big Sisters to the game, and he got to go on the court and like high-five the players when they were coming out of the tunnel.
That's so cool.
He lost his mind. It was insane.
My boyfriend was so jealous of that. Like, I'm never jealous of that. And I was like, okay,
we
chill.
Can make that happen. So my best friend, Sarah, works at the Pacers. She's worked there since college. She interned there. I mean, we have a hookup, people.
Oh, my gosh.
I legit, like, I would like to. How much are courtside seats?
I don't know. Expensive. His dream is to sit courtside. Yeah. Like,
I would love to sit courtside once in my life.
But they are such a quality organization. Like, we're so lucky to have them.
Parents one time sat courtside with, I think, one of my brother-in-laws and one of my sisters because my dad used to have tickets through his work.
Yes.
But, yeah.
All right. Well, either way, we have to go courtside, though, for, like, the national anthem all that. So, shout out to the Pacers. What an amazing, as Mackenzie said, organization. So, that's my day. Then I have to go do taxes, so I can't wait to see how much money.
I'm so proud of you for doing your taxes right now.
Well, let's say Lindsay did it, because I mean, give credit where it's due. Liv, what do you got going on today?
I'm just going to try to rest up, get as much vitamin C as possible. I'm feeling really under the weather, and I got to teach 2 cycle bar classes tonight.
Oh, man.
Speaking of under the weather, my boyfriend is under the weather, so I got to run home, take care of him, maybe make him some chicken noodle soup.
That actually sounds so good right now.
And then
soup.
I'll put him to bed and then play some Call of Duty.
Put him to bed.
Yeah.
A 28-year-old man.
He's sick.
Yeah, everybody wants to be tucked in, Liv, okay? Quit judging us, poor baby men. All right, well, hey, none of that's possible unless we get out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Porkchop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.